So, Keelan and Reece Irwin, first of all, thanks for joining us and congratulations on today. A nice 1-2 for the Irwin household. We'll start with Keelan then. A good weekend for yourself with two podium finishes. Tell us a wee bit about that.
Yeah, dream weekend. Started really good on Friday. I was second quickest and then I qualified on pole. So it was my first ever pole at British Championship. And then yesterday's race, I finished third. And just didn't do a perfect race, but still podium at British Championship. And to be disappointed, I knew I had a lot for today. And in today's race, I finished second again, as we all know, and it was really, really close, a big battle for the lead. And I led it for a while and stuff, and I done my best, but I just didn't have enough at the end.
And Reece, you had a little bit of mechanical trouble yesterday, and you couldn't finish the race. But did you use that as a wee bit of motivation for today?
Yeah, and no, it was a brilliant weekend for me as well. You know, I was quickest on Friday, you know, and then had a wee mechanical in the first race, you know, at a snap chain, to be fair, which wasn't really anyone's fault, you know, and I was back a bit in the grid. But yeah, no, I knew today, you know, I had a chance at winning because I knew, to be fair, I was had the most sort of pace out of everyone. So, I really am delighted, you know, to come from so far back, you know, and take another race to win and to go 1-2 with my brother was just unbelievable.
You just both mentioned there the 1-2. Keelan, you just finished 0.36 seconds behind Reece. Did you think you may have caught him towards the line, or how are you feeling coming towards that finishing line?
Yeah, well, I exited the last corner in third place and I had to like use the draft past second. And I was closing, but the line just came too soon. But that was an unbelievable experience. You know, even though it's behind closed doors, obviously, because of the COVID-19 and stuff, the atmosphere and stuff, it was just stuff of dreams, you know, obviously coming from Donegal and stuff, you know, like even this year race, and surely we could have never dreamed that we'd both be at the front, never mind both getting on the podium, you know, and winning races as Reece has done and stuff. It's hard to put into words, to be honest. And it was on my dad's birthday as well, so it's all the stars aligned.
This is certainly a good birthday present for your dad then. Reece, you're second in your rookie year in this championship. How does that feel?
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. If you told me at the start of the year that I was going to be this strong, win this many races and finish second in the championship, I would have said no way. But no, it was, you know, it's a brilliant, you know, testament to all the good people I've got around me this year, you know, and all the help of my brother as well. You know, I don't think I'd be half as fast if it wasn't for him, you know, all the help and everything. But yeah, I've got great support from everyone, yeah, so it's a brilliant season.
And Keelan, you finished fourth. What was it like to compete against your brother this year?
Yeah, fourth in the British Championship, which is, you know, it's no mean feat, and it's something I'm really proud of, you know. Racing against Reece was really weird, to be honest. It's because every other year, obviously, you want your brother to do the best possible, you know, for the whole family and stuff. But it was good as well. It's nice to say we've done it. It looks like we'll both be going our separate directions for 2021. On a different path and stuff, but we will always remember 2020, that's for sure, and especially the last 50 years at Brands Hatch.
That's exactly it. And finally, I know the season's just ended, but what do we think for next year then? What are we expecting for next season? Are we looking to build on this season's success?
Well, for next year, it's obviously there's no announcement made or anything yet, but both of us will go a different way. And we'll both be stepping up in class as well. So we've got two really good opportunities and stuff, and we wouldn't be able to take them, or we wouldn't have been able to get there if it wasn't for all our personal sponsors and everyone who's helped us right from we started racing at like Club Motocross at Donegal. You know, it's been a long, hard road, but right around the British Championship with your brother in first and second, it really is a credit to everyone who's helped us, and we're just so grateful for all the support we've had our whole racing career.
It's certainly a great achievement. Keelan and Reece Irwin, thanks for joining us on Sunday Sport. And congratulations again on a successful season for you both.